Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I should mention that theme more often, but I don't. It's Cottontail. I chose it as the theme early on, about, I don't know, third, fourth program back in 82. And it works. It has so many things in it. Ellington, 1940, his brilliant band of that time. I'd like to chase W.C. Handy's Careless Love to begin the program. Original title was Loveless Love. Starting with Johnny Hodges, Duke Ellington, 1959, their Verve record, where they went back and chose some classical pieces. With them, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Hodges, of course, on alto, and Ellington at the piano. Les Spann playing the guitar, Sam Jones bass, and Joe Jones playing drums.
Thank you.
Johnny Hodges and Duke Ellington Sextet for Verve Records, 1959, and Careless Love. Harry Sweets Edison Trumpet, Johnny Hodges Alto, Ellington Piano, Les Spann on Guitar, Sam Jones Bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. Now, as I said, Chasing It, 1944, for Ask Russert. On vocal and guitar, Josh White.
You
two versions of W.C. Handy's Careless Love. Josh White, 1944 for Ash Records. His voice, his guitar. And Georgia White, no relation. Chicago, 1937 for Decca. Alto saxophonist Edgar Saucier. Bridget M. Jones, piano. Lonnie Johnson, guitar. And we don't know who the drummer is. Careless Love, Josh White and Georgia White, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin Subaru in Bellevue. Chaplin Subaru would like to thank their customers for their support in the 2010 Best of Western Washington contest. Chaplin Subaru, I-90 at Eastgate and SubaruNorthwest.com.
I'd like to take you now to New Orleans, 1925, for OK Records, the Halfway House Orchestra. Halfway to wherever you were going. A lot of roadhouses in those days through the 20s and 30s and 40s, places to stop. Most of them had bands. This one, of course, had its own house band. And run pretty much by the cornetist Abby Brunies. Joe Loyacano plays the trombone, Leon Rapolo, the clarinet and alto, Charlie Cordilla, the tenor, Mickey Marcourt plays piano, Bill Eastwood, the banjo, and Leo Addy plays the drums. And here's their own composition. It's called Pussycat Rag. Halfway House Orchestra, New Orleans, 1925, and Pussycat Rag. A friend of mine years ago, when I played Halfway House Orchestra music for him, he said, if he was driving on a trip, you know, and there were places like that you could stop, and there were bands like that you could listen to and dance to, instead of be a long trip. You're 4 days late. Oh, my. Halfway House Orchestra, New Orleans. A Stranger in Town, written by Mel Torme. Torme, great singer, great drummer, personality, wonderful. And wrote some beauties, and this is one of them. A Stranger in Town. First up, Martha Tilton, 1945. You're going to hear a fine tenor sax solo by Eddie Miller.
Just arrived on the 7:10. Thought I'd see the old game again. But you know how they come and go. I'm just a stranger in town. Everywhere, everyone I see seems to wonder who I can be. And I swear no one seems to care about a stranger. On a lonely old street, the weeds have grown round the gate. Somehow I felt that you would wait here, my sweet, but it looks like I'm too late. Guess I'll leave on the 12:02. There's no more you. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown? Nothing for me. Will I always be a stranger in my old hometown? In my old hometown.
Martha Tilton, A Stranger in Town, written by Mel Torme, and that gorgeous tenor saxophone sound, Eddie Miller. If you like Miller's sound, go listen to Bob Crosby's band. And Martha Tilton, late 1930s, you can find her several different places. Goodman is a nice place to start, Benny Goodman. Now, A Stranger in Town, jumping to 1963, a hidden, wonderful arranger in this music, Gene Roland, put together an orchestra for Brunswick. And it's a feature that Roland put together on A Stranger in Town, primarily for, principally for, the trombonist Jimmy Nepper.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Nepper, soloing there on trombone with Gene Roland's arrangement and orchestra of A Stranger in Town by Mel Torme, 1963 Brunswick Records. If you like Nepper's sound, go find him in deeply into Charlie Mingus's ensembles and his own records, of course. Mel Torme now. The composer, the original record, 1944 for Decca, with Mel Torme's friends, the Meltones, singing along, A Stranger in Town.
Just arrived on the 710, thought I'd see the old gang again. But you know how they come and go. I'm just a stranger in town. Everywhere, everyone I see seems to wonder who I can be. And I swear no one seems to care about a stranger in town. I saw a cottage on a lonely old street. The weeds have grown round the gate. Somehow I felt that you would wait here, my sweet, but it looks like I'm too late. Guess I'll leave on the 1202. Can't believe that there's no more you. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown? Guess I'll leave on the 1202. Can't believe that there's no more you. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown? It hurts to be alone with no one of your own when you're a stranger in your own hometown.
A Stranger in Town, the composer Mel Torme singing for you, 1944 for Decca Records, with his vocal ensemble, the Meltones, behind him. I wish I could tell you who the guitar was in the interlude there, but it's beyond my grasp. Sometime I might come across some information that would let us know that. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was Mel Torme, based on the man's incredible versatility. Mel Torme, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Clover House, offering a selection of gifts, stationery, wrap, and accessories for the holidays, including locally made jewelry and letterpress stationery, bath and body products, home accessories, and more. Located in the 2200 Westlake Retail Plaza above Whole Foods. The Tacoma Pierce County Chamber, This holiday season, downtown Tacoma offers locally owned boutique shopping and dining opportunities, all within walking distance of the downtown core. Info at downtowntacoma.com, a one-of-a-kind holiday experience.
Now to something about Artie Shaw's association with Billie Holiday. And I'm going to start with Shaw's band in 1944, a recording of a composition and arrangement by Jimmy Mundy, simply called Lady Day. That's the nickname of Billie Holiday, given to her by Lester Young. And it has to do with the fact she called him Prez, as in President, and he decided to call her in his manner First Lady, and so it became Lady Day. And then, back to 1938, when Billie Holiday was the vocalist with Artie Shaw's band, and Shaw wrote a piece for her, and it's called Any Old Time. So First Lady Day, Artie Shaw, 1944, and then Any Old Time, Billie Holiday singing with Artie Shaw, 1938.
for just the asking, darling. Any old time you need me, I'll be there. With love that's lasting, darling, all through the years we'll stand together, sharing the tears and stormy weather and the sunshine. We'll be yours and mine. Any old time you're blue, you'll have our love to chase away the blue. And any old thing you do, I'll see you through. So just remember that I am waiting, dear. If ever you want me, I'll be near. Any old time and any place where you may be.
The association of Artie Shaw, his clarinet, his orchestra, and Billie Holiday. The first, Lady Day, 1944, for Victor Records, a composition and arrangement by Jimmy Mundy. Reflecting on Billie Holiday and the trumpet work in there, Roy Eldridge. And then back to when Billie Holiday was singing with Shaw's band, 1938, for Bluebird Records. One Shaw wrote for her, called Any Old Time. Tenor sax soloist Tony Pastor. Billie Holiday and Artie Shaw. I'd like to chase Russian Lullaby. This was written by Irving Berlin. And makes sense because he came from Russia. Changed his name, lived over 100 years, and wrote a lot of great music. Benny Goodman now, 1938, his clarinet, his band. Jimmy Mundy, a matter of fact, probably arranged this. The trumpet player, I think it's Ziggy Elman, it may be Chris Griffin, but that's just a little technical point. You'll hear a fine trumpet solo. Benny Goodman and Irving Berlin's Russian Lullaby.
Thank you.
Irving Berlin's Russian Lullaby, played by Benny Goodman and his orchestra, 1938 for Victor. Goodman's clarinet, and I think Ziggy Elman's trumpet, and an arrangement by Jimmy Mundy. Now I jump to 1958 for Prestige Records, John Coltrane, tenor sax, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Arthur Taylor on the drums, and their version of Russian Lullaby. Russian Lullaby, written by Irving Berlin, excuse me, and first played in that set by John Coltrane, his tenor saxophone, for Prestige Records, 1958. Red Garland, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, Arthur Taylor on drums, and then to 1953 for Vanguard Records, Vic Dickinson, his septet, his trombone, and his version of Russian Lullaby. Ruby Braff, playing cornet. Dickinson, trombone. Edmund Hall, clarinet. Sir Charles Thompson on piano. Steve Jordan, guitar. Walter Page on bass. And Les Erskine, playing the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. This one goes out to Gay Anderson, the spirit of the New Orleans Creole restaurant in Seattle, a friend of mine. And for her, this is one of her favorite songs, When You're Smiling, written by Mark Fisher and Larry Shea and Joe Goodwin. Louis Armstrong's Orchestra, 1929. Louis plays the trumpet and does the singing. OK Records. The pianist is Gene Anderson. And for you and for Gay, When You're Smiling. When You're Smiling, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra and his trumpet and his singing. OK Records, 1929. Heebie Jeebies, written by Boyd Atkins. I'm going to do two versions of that. First, the Boswell sisters, 1930 for OK Records. That's Connie and Martha, who plays the piano here, and Vet, their version of Heebie Jeebies. And then the record that influenced the Boswell sisters and so many others, Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, 1926 in Chicago. His cornet, his vocal. And supposedly the beginning of scat singing. I'm not sure that this is true, but it certainly makes for a good story. Louis had the lyric, you know, written on a piece of paper, and he was about to sing, and they were recording, and he dropped the paper. So, being smart, you know, instead of crawling around on the floor looking for it, he decided to sing something. And from that was born a whole style, I guess. It's a great story. I love it. Boswell Sisters, 1930, Heebie-Jeebies. Louis Armstrong, Hot Five, 1926.
Got the heebie-jeebie blues, we call that bone. Come on down, just a little bit, George, that babe, don't you know it? Come on, show it, honey, don't feel blue. Say, come on down, do that dance. Oh, all the heebie-jeebie dance, call the heebie-jeebie dance. I've been having them all day long. I got the heebies, but I can't go wrong. 'Cause when I got 'em, I just roll along. Now listen, everybody, while I sing this song. I'm singing about the dance that makes you shake your shoes, the dance that gives you folks the heebie-jeebie blues. Call the heebie-jeebie dance, da 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 da. Call the heebie-jeebie dance. Oh, I've got the heebie-jeebies, honey, talking about. Got the heebie-jeebie blues, we call that bone. Come on down, just a little bit of joy. Said, babe, don't you know it? Come on and show it, honey, don't feel blue. Say, come on down, do that dance. Oh, all the heebie-jeebie dance. Call the heebie-jeebie dance. Oh, tee, yes, but he's laughing, laughing, laughing,
on, don't be blue. Someone will teach you, come on, and do that dance. They call the heebie-jeebies dance. Yes, ma'am, Papa's got the heebie-jeebies dance. And he's got to keep burning. Come on down, do that dance. They call it heebie-jeebies dance. Sweet mama, papa got to do the heebie-jeebies dance.
Atkins wrote it, Heebie Jeebies, and a couple of renditions, The Boswell Sisters, 1930, Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, 1926, Louis playing cornet and vocal, and Kidoy trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Armstrong on piano, and Johnny St. Cyr on banjo. And as I said, the story is that Louis dropped the lyric sheet and ad-libbed, and scat singing started out. Wonderful thing. Well, everything balances out, of course. Immediately after the record was issued, there were committees formed, you know, to figure out what is he really saying. He's contributing to the delinquency of our minors. One of those things. Needless to say, he was contributing to the ongoing wonderfulness of you. And that's right. That's what art's about. Boswell Sisters, 1930. Connie, Martha, and Vet. Having heard, 1926, Louis Armstrong's Hot Five. They did their version. They did a little bit, kind of like Louis, in their version. Which was fun. Fun to hear. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Old West Town of Winthrop, Washington, with year-round recreational activities, skiing, hiking, river rafting, shopping, wine, dining, and music festivals. Winthrop offers lodging opportunities from rustic to resort. Trip planning assistance at winthropwashington.com.
Now I'd like to chase When Your Lover Has Gone, a composition by Einar Swan, who composed just a few other things, nothing as big as this, and for the first few months of its birth, nobody else would think, what is this? This is awful. We're dealing with the Depression, you know, I mean, you give me this song to sing, but it worked. And the earliest version I have is Ethel Waters, one of the great singers in this art, and also a wonderful actress. And she here, with an all-star cast, is going to sing When Your Lover Has Gone. All-star meaning Manny Klein, trumpet, Tommy Dorsey, trombone, Benny Goodman, clarinet, Joe Venuti, violin, Rube Bloom on the piano, and Eddie Lang on guitar. Then there's going to be a jump of 44 years from 1931 to 75. 44 years later for Pablo, Ella Fitzgerald, and Oscar Peterson are going to give you their version of When Your Lover Has Gone. Ethel Waters, and then Ella Fitzgerald, Oscar Peterson.
For ages and ages, the poets and sages of love, wondrous love, always sing. But ask any lover your starlit sky. When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely
for starlit skies. When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover has gone. Be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do do de 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 do po po be po po be be da de po po be be wo be be wo. Ba do de de do a de do de da de de do be da po 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 be da ma no. Stand up, bump, 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 bump.
When Your Lover Has Gone, written by Einar Swan. That set started with Ethel Waters and her version, 1931. Then 1975 in Los Angeles, Ella Fitzgerald and Oscar Peterson for Pablo Records, and their version, When Your Lover Has Gone. And I said, you know, the difficulty of beginning in the depression with the song of that kind of sadness actually worked because of the idea of us. You know, your misery isn't so bad if everybody else has pretty much the same bag. And it works with the happy stuff, too, in a way, which I will get at in just a moment. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplain Subaru in Bellevue. Chaplain Subaru would like to thank their customers for their support in the 2010 Best of Western Washington contest. Chaplain Subaru, I-90 at Eastgate and SubaruNorthwest.com.
And the happy stuff I was going to talk about, too, you know, during a depression, a lot of wonderful sort of pick-me-up songs came along. And it made you smile a little bit and got you going again. And the feeling of it from the music. Like this one. I mean, you can be out of work, your wife left, your kids are in a gang, you haven't eaten in 4 days. But if you get a shine on your shoes...
Singable, happy feeling, a wonderful way to start to face the world every day. With a dee-da-lum-dee-da-da, little melody that is making the worrying world go by. When you walk down the street with a happy-go-lucky beat, you'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart. What a wonderful way to start the day.
If that doesn't do it, nothing will. Get you up and get you dancing. Jack Bland's Rhythm Makers, 1932 for Mellotone Records. Bland played guitar, moved around with a lot of people, knew a lot of booking agents, was good friends with the vocalist there, Chick Bullock, and the others. Shine on Your Shoes, written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. Henry Red Allen on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Happy Caldwell tenor, Frank Froba piano, Eddie Condon banjo, Bland guitar, Pops Foster on bass, and Zooty Singleton on the drums. Shine on Your Shoes. All right. Today's a birthday for Dodo Marmarosa. It has that wonderful childhood taunt to it. Da 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 da. Dodo Marmarosa. Born this date, Pittsburgh, 1925. Piano player. First up, a trio from 1947 for Dial Records. Harry Babison plays the bass and Jackie Mills on the drums. Thank you. Dodo Marmarosa, his trio, 1947, December, in Los Angeles. Harry Babison playing bass and Jackie Mills. Bopmatism, written by Marmarosa, and Trade Winds, written by him, but actually a variation of a J. Fred Coots composition called You Go to My Head. Dodo Marmarosa's birthday today, born this date, 1925, in Pittsburgh. And I'm going to go to another trio by him in a moment, but first, this is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law firm of Stoll Reeves. By purchasing renewable energy, more than 10,000 U.S. businesses and countless individuals are helping to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and secure a sustainable energy supply. Stoll Reeves supports renewable energy and public radio. Info at stoel.com.
Now from a 1947 Dodo Marmarosa trio to 1946, in January of that year, for Atomic Records. We're going to have four selections and trio alternating with quartet. The trio, Marmarosa piano, Ray Brown now on bass, and Jackie Mills still here on drums. And when it becomes a quartet, it's the addition on tenor saxophone of Lucky Thompson. Mama Rosa, his birthday, this date. He was born in Pittsburgh, 1925. And there in Los Angeles, 1946, January, for Atomic Records, his trio and quartet alternating. Dodo's Blues, I Surrender Dear by Harry Barris, Mellow Mood by Marmarosa, and How High the Moon by Morgan Lewis. And the band, Lucky Thompson tenor, Marmarosa piano, Ray Brown bass, and Jackie Mills on the drums. Right. Now, most of the work of a piano player is to accompany, to give the harmonic foundation, to assist. And here's an assisting job for Dodo. He's in a concert, probably put together by Gene Norman, 1947, recorded by Modern Hollywood Records. The composition is by Dizzy Gillespie. Excuse me. It's based on Whispering, and it's called Groovin' High, which is nice because Dizzy could play way up there and groove. Howard McGee, trumpet. Sonny Chris, alto. Wardell Gray, tenor saxophone. Dodo on piano. Red Callender, bass. And Jackie Mills again here on drums. We will hear part one. That's one side of a 10-inch 78 record, and then flip the record over and play the second part. Groove and I, Dodo Marmarosa, his birthday, as an accompanist here in concert, 1947 in Los Angeles. Thank you. A jam session concert in Los Angeles for Atomic Records, for Modern Hollywood Records, Groovin' High by Dizzy Gillespie, and part of a happy birthday to Dodo Marmorosa, who was providing a background there and a foundation, sitting at the piano, behind Howard McGee on trumpet and Sonny Criss alto, Wardell Gray tenor, Red Calendar bass, and Jackie Mills on the drums. As I said, in Hollywood sometime in 1947. And I think a Gene Norman concert, because he was doing a lot of concerts at that time called Just Jazz, and using a modern Hollywood edition of it as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Lester Young's band, his tenor saxophone, and his pianist, Dodo Marmorosa, Dodo's birthday, this date. And there, 1945, in Los Angeles for Aladdin Records. DB Blues by Lester, Lester Blows Again by Lester, the incredible rendition of These Foolish Things, written by Jack Strachey, Holt Marvel, and Harry Link. Incredible because it's implied. It's not, you don't get the melody straight out, although that would be nice, but starting with Dodo's simple, beautifully simple introduction to Lester playing anything but the melody, but capturing the flower of that composition. The butterfly, if you will. And then a jump tune, Jumpin' at Mesner's. Vic Dickinson's trombone and Lester's tenor and Dodo's piano and Red Callender's bass and Henry Tucker Green on the drums. I have one more set of celebration of Dodo Marmorosa. This is with his friend Howard McGee. He's a member of Howard McGee's sextet, Howard McGee, a trumpet player who was in Hollywood at the time, 1946, for Dial Records. In fact, McGee wrote this for Dodo. It's called Up in Dodo's Room, followed by another one written for him called High Wind in Hollywood. McGee's trumpet, Teddy Edwards, is here, an L.A. tenor saxophonist, Dodo piano. Arv Garrison, also from L.A. on guitar. Bob Dingbod Kesterton playing the bass, and the great L.A. drummer and band leader Roy Porter. Dodo Marmorosa and Howard McGee's sextet, Up in Dodo's Room and High Wind in Hollywood. Thank you. At the piano in, excuse me, the Howard McGhee Sextet, Hollywood 1946 for Dial Records. Two compositions by McGhee, Up in Dodo's Room and High Wind in Hollywood. McGhee trumpet, Teddy Edwards tenor, Dodo piano, Arv Garrison guitar, Bob Kesterton on bass, and Roy Porter playing the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Compass Housing Alliance, responding to community needs with emergency services and housing for homeless and low-income individuals and families in Seattle and King County. Celebrating the opening of the new Veteran Center in Renton. Info at CompassHousingAlliance.org. Chaplain Subaru in Bellevue. Chaplain Subaru would like to thank their customers for their support in the 2010 Best of Western Washington contest. Chaplain Subaru, I-90 at Eastgate and SubaruNorthwest.com.
All right, we had a birthday of Dodo Marmarosa, born this date in Pittsburgh, 1925. And now we have a birthday for someone born in Hoboken, New Jersey in 1915. And his name is Frank Sinatra. Now, I haven't played the beginning material very much on this program of Sinatra. His first big time, important time for people to hear him, was with Harry James and his orchestra, starting in the summer of 1939 for Columbia Records. And so I brought four of them in chronological order of the ones that Sinatra made with James then. And I'll tell you a little bit of the details. But it is the beginning of a very wonderful career, and his voice at the beginning is interesting to compare with what you have in your head and your mind's ear about how he sounds. Here's Frank Sinatra getting started with Harry James and his orchestra, 1939.
bottom of my heart, I love you. What more can I say? From the bottom of my heart, I need you. You're part of my day, my inspiration is you alone. To call my own, I love you, I love you. From the bottom of my heart, I want you. It's you I adore. Every moment we're apart, I miss you. And darling, what's more, I'd be on my way to heaven if you'd say, I love you from the bottom of my heart. Of your hand, I long to know that you understand, my buddy, your buddy misses. Thank you.
It's funny how you loved me, then forgot so suddenly. It's funny to everyone but me.
It's the talk of the town.
They told me this would happen. Now they're laughing secretly. It's funny to everyone but me. I should shrug my shoulders and say, good riddance to a bad affair. But how can I do what my head tells me to, when my heart tells me how much I care? It's so funny, I still love you. It's the joke of the century. It's funny to everyone but me.
I got a right to sing the blues.
I still love you. It's the joke of the century. Ah, but it's funny to everyone but me. And cry for something that might have been. No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weak, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no. All or nothing at all.
Frank Sinatra, this, his birthday, born this date, 1915, Hoboken, New Jersey. There, getting started, first big break with Harry James and his trumpet and his orchestra. In the summer of 1939, recorded by Columbia Records. From the Bottom of My Heart, written by Harry James and the arranger Andy Gibson. My Buddy by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. It's Funny to Everyone But Me, written by Jack Lawrence. And All or Nothing at All by Arthur Altman and Jack Lawrence. Frank Sinatra, happy birthday. There with Harry James. This is The Art of Jazz. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sleeping Lady, a Leavenworth Mountain Resort nestled on the snow-covered banks of Icicle Creek, offering an array of holiday events, including their traditional Christmas Eve music service, as well as Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve dinners. Info on winter packages at sleepinglady.com.
Now, two cornet players, different times, influence on the second one, of course. Louis Armstrong and his influence on Ruby Braff. And we'll go a difference between 1926 and 1988. That's 62 years. Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, it's Kid Ory's Muskrat Ramble. Then Ruby Braff cornet, Howard Alden on guitar, and Jack Lesberg on string bass give their version of Muskrat Ramble.
Thank you.
Influences, Louis Armstrong, and passing it on to Ruby Braff. Armstrong's Hot Five, Chicago 1926, were okay, and Edward Kid Ory's Muskrat Ramble. Louis playing the cornet, and Ory on trombone, Johnny Dodds, clarinet, Lil Hardin Armstrong, piano, Johnny St. Cyr, banjo. Then for Concord Records, 1988, Muskrat Ramble played by Ruby Braff, cornet, Howard Alden on guitar, and Jack Lesberg on string bass. And so that is. I'd like to go out today by playing a few selections, I think good selections in this art, from the year 1933.
Thank you. Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Ain't you glad we were mated for each other? Ain't you glad that we waited for each other? We agreed constantly. Life is just as simple as eat, a perfect harmony. Ain't you glad how we get along together? Ain't you glad we can laugh at stormy weather? Folks declare, what a bear, they can see we're happy. Ain't you glad? Just like two lovers on picture covers, in spite of sun or rain, we find romance. Every street we meet is lover lane. Ain't you glad that our kisses keep their flavor? Ain't you glad everything is in our favor? Every day we can say everything is rosy. Ain't you glad?
Some selections for you from 1933. First of all, Stormy Weather with Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra. I'm Getting to Be a Habit with You, sung by Bing Crosby. Symphony and Riffs, written by Benny Carter and played by his orchestra. And Ain't You Glad by Fats Waller and Andy Razzaff, performed by Benny Goodman and his orchestra, with a vocal by Jack Teagarden. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.